Hey, we're talking with Ashley at Indian Country Sports and Lots, getting our update on Berger County fishing. And we covered the walleye quite a bit, and we talked about the inland lakes with the pike and the bluegill. Let's switch over and talk about the big lake, because it seems like it's been a really good year, and it's continuing for salmon, lake trout, brown trout even in your area. What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
That's what I've been hearing, too, just continuous great season out there. Tons of lake trout, tons of coho. They've still been catching kings out in Huron Bay. And like you said, I have been hearing reports of brown trout as well.
Are you hearing anything different about the depth of water where they're finding these fish?
Nope. Same as last week. They're still fishing pretty shallow, between, 30 to 50 feet down.
Well, let's get to the main question. Everybody always wants to know what the hot spoons, flies, colors are. So maybe you could tell us a few of those that have been selling.
Yeah, sure. I've still been selling a lot of the Finn's Greasy Chicken Wing, UV. And I've still been selling a lot of the Glow Bloody Nose by Moonshine. But also this week, it seems like fishermen have been going for more like of the bright colors. Atomic Melon by Moonshine's been going really well. Breadwinner by Moonshine is another hot color. And then by Fin Spoons, I've also been selling the Chartreuse Tips Ladder Glow. The customers that have been buying that said it's working really well for the lake trout and coho. They're both hitting on that. And also the Glow Watermelon by Finn is another hot one.
I was going to say, I've been hearing a lot about watermelon-type colors recently. What about those kings in Huron Bay? What are they using for those?
I know they are trolling for them out in Huron Bay, but I'm not sure what particular spoons they're using to catch the kings on.
Well, honesty is a good thing, instead of making something up. I think that there's not a lot of people probably chasing them, but the people that are having luck on something, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Keeping their mouths shut about it, huh?
Yeah, you can't blame them, though.
Well, it's a beautiful spot to fish. And Ashley, one other thing, what are you hearing about the upcoming crop of blueberries that are coming our way soon?
I haven't heard of anybody going out for them yet, but what I have heard is that they're expecting it to be a good bumper crop because of all the rain that we've had this year.
All right. Thank you very much, Ashley, in Indian Country Sports and Lots. We'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thanks, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.